रूपम तस्याग्रजवुरिपुरिं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासां प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके My humble obeisances, in the lotus feet of my transcendental guru, Om Vishnupad, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnupad Sishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to come to Los Angeles, this place. Oh. This place was very dear to him. Very dear to him. Sometimes he used to come and stay over month, or more than 1.5 months, and making plans here and there to preach. There are so many places of remembrance of him. Today we went to Ocean Beach, where he used to walk and speak so many things and to joke with his devotees. I remembered so many things, also so many devotees like Bhudhat Prabhu, Shyam Rani and all others. Remembered so many, Rishabdev Prabhu and others, they remembered so many his pastimes. I told that, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this ocean having touching the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, he has become Mahamahatirtha. So I told that this ocean has become more Mahamahatirtha by touching the lotus feet of Swamiji. So times to times also high class of devotees come. And they make that place again Tirtha. So many persons, lusty persons, or so many bad persons coming to these states, and they make it unholy.
Impure.
And that is why Krishna arranges that his most beloved high class of devotees, they may come to that place and they can, by their bath and by their lotus feet dust, again they renew their Mahatirtha. So sometimes it becomes. I remembered so many letters that he wrote from here to me. So many letters. I am going from Los Angeles to here, there, New Vrindavan, or here, there. He has written so many letters. So it remembered me. So we are doing pranam to the place where he used to live. He used to give instruction to his devotees. Anyhow, I pray him to sprinkle his mercy to the his any kinds of so-called or called devotees that they have stopped our going there. No harm. No harm. By mind we were there. And praying our obeisance in his lotus feet. Today is the day of what day?
Disappearance day of
Raya Ramananda. You should know who was Raya Ramananda. Oh, before this I want to tell something. That we are fortunate to have the human form. Krishna has given Valli to remember him and realize his mercy. That we are eternal servant or maid servant of Krishna. If we are not realizing this through this
constitutional
position, then we are more wretched than animals. This life is very short. And if you will lose this
golden chance,
you lose forever. Forever you will lose. So quickly, you should chant more in a process and try to remember him. The process I have told so many times in my tour this. Especially I told in California.
San Francisco,
in the night program. Also, I have so much told in my major program. Everything I have told. If I will tell you anything, only to renew these things. But once I would remember. I remember a story of Narad Goswami. Once he went to a king. The name of that person was king, was Kailash. He was totally engaged in sense gratifications. He had no chance, he had no time to remember Krishna, to chant Krishna and anything doing. He was totally immersed. So Narada instructed him anyhow. Anyhow, Narada is very powerful. In a moment he can give his mercy and he can make any bad person also devotee. So how he did it, strictly, you should come and tell something in brief. My dear Kailash.
Kailash Mohan.
You can stand here and tell. Here, stand up. Come on here, in short. In brief, not so much.
This is a story about, or a history about Kailash. Kailash was, as Srila Gurudev explained.
It is real, not any.
Not imagination.
Oh, and we are all like Kailash. We all like. Some devotees' exceptions. Go on.
When Kailash was living in his kingdom, he had the great fortune of taking a human birth and of also being approached by the Mahabhagavat Sri Narada Muni. So when Sri Narada Muni approached him for the first time, Kailash was somewhat young. He had established his kingdom and had been given his kingdom by his father, but yet not expanded his kingdom. So Sri Pada Narada Muni approached him and asked him, he said, "This human life is very, very rare, Kailash. I am asking you, at once, I want to initiate you into chanting Hare Krishna. And I want you to become my disciple. I want you to become very qualified. And in so doing, you'll be a real benefit to your whole kingdom. But as you stand now, simply a mundane king, how will you benefit yourself and how will you benefit others? It's quite impossible. So Kailash was thinking, and he thought to himself, if he takes initiation now, he'll have to dedicate so much of his time and his energy to chanting, to bhajan, and this would take away from his ability and his political position as a king. And yet he had not expanded his empire. He had enemies. He had not yet had many children. And what his answer was to Sripada Narayana was that, oh dear Nara, at this point in my life, I have not yet expanded my empire. I don't have any children. I need to see the beautiful faces of my children, and I need to see my kingdom expand from this hill to that hill, and in that way, increase my prominence. And he did not accept Narada Muni's proposal. So, unable to convince him, Narada Muni left. And many, many years later, Narada Muni was in that same land, and he saw the same king. By that time, the king had aged somewhat. And he approached the king in his chambers and said, oh, dear king, have you reconsidered? Now that you have many, many children, and many of your children are old enough to become kings. They're not princes anymore. Make them kings. And you have expanded your kingdom, and you have destroyed many, many enemies, and you have increased your power and prominence in this world. So now would be a great opportunity to utilize this human form of life and to chant Hare Krishna. And please take initiation from me. And Kailash thought, I can't yet take initiation from you. For leaving my kingdom would mean that I would not be able to see the faces of my grandchildren, that I would not be able to see the prince who will become a king, and see how he will live. If I leave my family, they are not so understanding of political affairs, of economy, of socioeconomics. Therefore, if I leave, my ministers will everything will go get spoiled in my kingdom. So I'm not so interested in taking initiation now. So Narada Muni smiled, and he left that kingdom. And sometime later, Sripada Narada Muni was going to that same kingdom. And he saw that things were going fairly well. The kingdom was flourishing. And he saw that he entered into the room of the king and saw that the king wasn't there anymore. He saw that instead that sitting on the throne was his eldest son. And he approached his family members and asked them, so where is Kailash? Is Kailash then, what happened to him? So said he passed away many years ago. So Sripada Narayana Muni began to explore the streets of this village. And he came upon a pasture of the king. And he saw the grandchildren of the king riding on the back of a big bull, a beautiful bull. And as he approached the bull, he got closer and closer. And he looked in the bull's eyes and he became very, very familiar. This person, oh, Kailash. Is that you, Kailash? And Kailash was somewhat embarrassed. But still, surrounded by his grandchildren and his meadows, and being able to draw the plow, he was very, very satisfied. Again, being with the family members that he had created in his life as the king Kailash. So, Kailash, in that form of the bull, was humbled, but yet still satisfied in this life. So, Kailash, I told you that if you would have accepted initiation from me, you would have made best use of your human life. But now look, because of your attachment to your family, and because of the attachment to your meadows, and because of the attachment to your kingdom, you've had, and not using your human life properly, nature has put you into the form of a bull. Because what did you do during your life, Kailash? What did you really do? You acted like a bull. You simply drugged this plow behind you and acted innately according to these extroverted aspects of who we are, not internally understanding that you're a spirit soul and that this human life should be used in bhajan to Sri Krishna. So he asked this bull, oh Kailash, would you now accept initiation from me? Would you now? Is it possible? And the bull said, I can't. There's many, many fields yet to plow. Many, many more roads. I've seen my great-grandchildren, I've seen their faces, but to see my great-grandchildren, do you understand how full of joy I was when I've seen their smiling faces? And And then he looked around and his people approached him and said, this bull does the work of 10 bulls. He's so powerful. He's constantly working for the kingdom. Constantly working so hard. So, now Narad Muni, he left this place because the bull would not take initiation. And he came back sometime later and saw that the bull had passed away. So he asked about the bull, and many people were weeping and crying, you know, because the bull was so fortunate. And they loved the bulls, the sires of the bull's children. And sadly, what had happened was that as Narad Muni roamed the streets and the byways of this particular village, he came across a dog that was very, very pretty vicious, barking, angry. And this dog stayed in the realm, in the area of that particular castle. So he approached this dog, this strange looking dog, and he got closer and closer. And as his eyes met the dog's eyes, he said, Kailash. Kailash, I can't believe it's you again. The dog was again somewhat embarrassed, but satisfied, because it was doing the job it had known life after life, and that is protecting its kingdom and protecting the children of the king and the great-great-grandchildren of the king. So Narad Muni asked the dog, he said, Kailash, this is very embarrassing. First you were a man, you didn't take advantage of that. And then you were a bull, and I came and tried to give you initiation. Then, now you're a dog. Just see your misfortune. But, nevertheless, this Jiva Dharma is not just for human beings, it's for everything. It's for every living entity. Kailash, so please, at this point you can take initiation from me. And Kailash shook his dog head and said, I'm sorry, Narad, I can't take initiation. Why is that? There's so many dacoits, so many thieves in this area. If I don't stay and protect my family, then who will? And still I have to guard these precious things that I have left for my family. In certain places I've hidden things. And if thieves or dacoits come to steal them, then by my barking, by my anger, I'm able to send them far away. So, an understanding that this dog now would not take initiation, Shripad Narad Muni left again. And he came back to the same village sometime later, and the dog had expired. And
why not Lodur?
Isn't that loud enough for everyone?
No.
So he approached the family and asked about how they were doing, and talked to the great grandchildren, the great great grandchildren. Then, so what happened was he then heard a very, very, these villagers would not approach a certain area. All the villagers were scared to go to a certain area. And as Narad Muni wondered why they were so fearful, he approached that area and saw a huge cobra, very long black cobra. And as he approached the cobra came up like that and began to hiss and rear its head. And it was very, very fearful, very, very fearful. And as Shripad Narad Muni got closer and closer and looked in the eyes of the cobra, he said, Kailash. What a surprise, Kailash, that successive times when I meet you, you're going lower and lower. Lower and lower on the food chain. Lower and lower in the different species of life. So, what we have to understand, Kailash, is that at this point in your life, although you're a snake, and although your nature is vicious, and although you spent your life guarding these so-called treasures of gold and silver, you don't understand the treasure that lies within your own heart. The treasure that was in your heart as a human, as a cow, as a dog, and now as a snake. This thing has not changed. If you take initiation from me now, you can understand this treasure in your heart. Because I'm guarding this wonderful treasure, this treasure of golden coins, like you said, Shripad Narad Muni. But who, by understanding the nature of the soul, has made their kingdom a prosperous place? So now my grandchildren, they don't understand how to use this properly. So I'm waiting for that one special great-great-great-great-grandchild to come. And when he comes, and I can see that, yes, he's intelligent, he'll utilize these coins and jewels properly, so then I'll take initiation. So Narad Muni thought for a moment, and he approached the great-great-great-grandchildren of this king, Kailash, who was Kailash at one time. And he said to him, I have an idea. I want you to take this stick, and I want you to go to that snake. And at a certain time, when the snake is a bit listless, like when it's cold, when snakes don't move so quickly, and I want you to, don't kill the snake, I want you to break its back with the stick. its spine. Break its spine. And after you break the spine of this particular vicious cobra, I want you to take it and throw it in the jungle. So they did just as Shiva Narayana said. They broke the snake's back, and they, thank you, spine, and they threw it into the jungle. And after throwing it in the jungle, Narada Muni heard this very, very sad hissing. At that point, he couldn't cry. I don't even think snakes have tears. But there was a definite hissing in the forest that attracted Narada Muni. So Narada Muni approached this sound, this wailing sound, and he saw this poor snake. It was so beautifully lived, but now it had a like a corner, like where its spine had been broken. So he approached the snake and he said, "Just see, Kailash, that very family who you were protecting for so many births, they now, your own great-great-great-grandchild, has come with a stick and broken your back. What does that say for those who you've tried to protect? And for those who you've tried to save this so-called jewels, this so-called wealth that people take so seriously? At this point, oh Kailash, I'm asking you one more time, just one more time, and the pain that you're experiencing, will you accept initiation from me?" And then Kailash nodded his snake head and said, "Yes. At this point, I will accept initiation." So Shiva Narada Muni initiated Kailash, who had gone through all those births. And then he initiated him to chanting and initiated him into bhajan. And then the snake, by associating with Shiva Narada Muni, was able to, after some births...
He left his body and became a pure devotee in his next life. And thus he began to chant and gradually develop Krishna consciousness. So we should not be like Kailash. Don't waste your times. Truly you should follow the process given by Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. What we saw in major drama play of Raghunath Das Goswami. I think that most of you were there, hearing. So try to realize this fact. The teachings of your Gurudev, teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Don't waste your time in making money. Oh, to serve all others like Kailash. Otherwise they will give a danda on your back. For whom you are doing so much? They may be your enemy. So try to chant and remember more. Don't believe on money. Money is three times. Where there is no money, lamentation and so much suffering. If money is there, oh, how to protect it? Oh, dacoits may come at that time and they can take your life and they can take all these things. And if it is gone, so in three times, very suffering. Always lamentation. So don't believe in anything collected by this money. So believe in Krishna name and try to chant more. Try to make your life successful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he has asked so many questions with Raya Ramananda. Oh, who is Raya Ramananda? One of the five sons of Bhavananda. Mahaprabhu used to call him, "Oh, Pandu, Pandu." And among five sons, Raya Ramananda was very, very brilliant, a scholar. Rashik Vaishnava, Tattvajna, having all the qualities. Even a person like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not realize him in his past days. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to joke Raya Ramananda, "What are you doing? You are wasting your time. Why don't you hear Vedanta Sutra? All are Brahma. Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma." Tattam asi opragyanam aham brahmasmi aham soham soham, like this. And this, thus you will be successful. What you are, singing Hare Krishna and weeping. What is this? Dancing. This is not good. So at that time he could not realize, but when he became a pure devotee by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now he realized, oh, how glorious is Raya Ramananda. I cannot touch the feet dust of that Raya Ramananda. Now he realized. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to South India to search his brother Vishwarup, oh, he very humbly told, oh, if you are going to South India, please meet with, oh, Raya Ramananda. His high class of Rashik devotee. Now by your mercy I am realizing him. So you must go there in your way and meet him. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his South India tour, when he went to Godavari, on the bank of Godavari, he took his bath. At that time Balasanyasi, you know Balasanyasi? Very young. Very beautiful, more than Cupid of Cupid. And taking this saffron cloth on his golden body complex. Oh, so much beautiful, very attractive. He took bath in Godavari and he was chanting Hare Krishna. And in the meantime, in the morning time, Raya Ramananda, with thousand and thousand of Brahmins, chanting Ved Mantra, coming to take bath. He was in palanquin. And all Brahmins were reciting mantra, Ved Mantra. And he came out of the palanquin and he took bath. When he was taking bath, he saw, that very charming, Balasanyasi. Oh, very charming, very beautiful. He at once could not check himself. And he went to that and did pranam. Mahaprabhu opened his eyes and saw, who is he? And he took the hands of Raya Ramananda in his hand. Are you Raya Ramananda? Oh, he began to weep, Raya Ramananda, and told, out of compassion. He was trembling. So many sattvic vikars were there. And he told very, very humbly, being like a king, not less than a king, very powerful. He was the governor general of that area,
South India,
in the kingdom of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So he was very powerful. And he fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took up in his arms. And both became senseless. Chanting Hare Krishna, and they became. After some time, when they came in senses, then Mahaprabhu told, I am very grateful to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He told me to meet you. And that is why I have come. Only this reason I have come to this South India to meet you. And I have now realized your so high class of glories. So I want to be with you for some time. Raya Ramananda told that, I am Sudra. Sudra, you know, untouchable.
Outcast.
And yet, you are being a Brahmin and Sannyasi. And is your life Sannyasi, like you are himself Lord. And if you are, even you are embracing me, so how glorious you are. This is now I am realizing the mercy of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, that he has accepted me like a servant. Radha-manan told. And that is why you have come to give me darshan. So I am so much grateful to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Each other glorifying. Oh, Radha-manan told, oh, I am Shudra. I am very, very wretched person. But you have come only to deliver me. Nija karjanah tabe jan an ghar. Mahanta svabhav ei tarite pamor. Nija karjanah tabe jan. He has no other anything. Oh, only to liberate persons and to help in Krishna consciousness. Only their job is. Only one. Swamiji has nothing, any job to make money or anything. He was satisfied in his life. But only he came. Oh, seeing the sufferings of these persons. And he came mercifully. Up till whole life he did. Only out of his mercy. You should know also me, in his line, that I have not come to make any money, to make any disciple. Nothing I have come. Only to help. Only to follow the orders of my Shiksha Guru and my Diksha Guru I have come. So, Mahaprabhu, Rayaramanand is telling, Mahat Vichalang Nirinam Dehinam Dina Chetasam No Annatha Kalpate Kachit. Same thing. Tirthani. Oh, only for this thing. To make Tirtha again like more powerful Tirtha. So, be merciful and you should be for some time to liberate me. And thus glorifying each other. They were talking each other. And in the meantime, a Brahmin came and it was midday. Brahman requested, Oh Prabhu, now it is time of taking prasadam. I am Brahmin. So, I am inviting you to my house. Please come and I will give you bhiksha, prasadam. Oh, Mahaprabhu told, yes. He knew that he is Brahman, Vaishnava Brahman. There are two classes of Brahmins. Brahmin, smart Brahmins and Vaishnava Brahman. He was Vaishnava Brahman. So Mahaprabhu accepted. If he was Brahman but not devotee, then he has not. Either he has been refused. So Mahaprabhu accepted. And he went and he took prasadam and chanting name whole day. And he was awaiting. What? When Raya Ramanand will come. Raya Ramanand also went after taking bath and he went to his kingdom and he was also waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sandhya will be? When?
When sun will set.
When sun will set. When evening will be. And when I will meet him. So both were so much
anxiety.
As I see that whole Vajar, New Braj has come here. I don't know why they have come. And also I was eager to meet you all. Thank you. So, I'm very happy to see that. I thought that in Vajar, the gathering was more than anywhere. But here I am very happy to see that whole Bazar and more have come here. Gautama. It seems really it is the symptom that you want to be true devotee. This is the symptom. If you have taste in high class of association, Harikatha, then everything is okay. Dharma sunishtitang punsang visvaksen katha suja notpadeyatim jadiratim. If you are chanting, remembering, doing so many activities whole day and night, archan, offering everything, but you have, if you have no taste in hearing Harikatha, oh, after some days you will be weak and you will bound to give up bhakti line. And that is, I am seeing everywhere. But if there is a taste has come in hearing Harikatha, oh, he will survive it, surely. And then, oh, high class of name, pure name, oh, will come. And always, oh, by mind even, you will be in Vrindavan hearing Harikatha. So I want to give this taste in Harinam, that you should have, oh, even no harm, even if some part of pure Shraddha in Harikatha comes, oh, you will be successful in your life. So here, Mahaprabhu was waiting eagerly, and Rai Ramananda also, oh, guru and disciple, both, knowing each other's hearts. And in the evening, Rai Ramananda, he gave up his royal dresses. Only one dhoti, half in this and half like this, very simple way, like pure devotee, taking only one servant. No god, no rifle, nothing. Nothing. With one very simple bodyguard, he came and he told his bodyguard, you should wait here. Don't come with me inside. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him and embraced him, running, and he embraced himself. So thus the mate. Here, at once, when they were sitting, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked something. What is the sadhya and what is sadhan?
What is goal and what is mean?
What is sadhya means? What is?
Goal.
Goal.
And object.
Object. And what is?
Means.
Process. This is called sadhya and sadhana. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, you should know that there are lakhs and lakhs object and lakhs his process to have that thing. Not only one. So Raya Mahaprabhu told, asked him, and he told separate classes of sadhya
and
lakhs and lakhs kinds of process, both he told. Like, we have so many goals. First goal is to anyhow, how we like happiness of life. For this, money is essential. Without money, we cannot be. Then what is process to make money? To have any job, to be a servant, to make a business, to be a doctor, engineer, or lawyer. There are so many processes to make money. If you don't want this, you want peace of mind and happiness, then give up all these things. Give up totally. And be seated in a place and chant and remember. If you want heavenly planet, then what you should do? Very good activities. Honor your father, mother. Be with one chaste wife, with chaste
husband.
Don't divorce each other. Give so many
charities
to others without gain. No, there are so many things. You can make hospitals, schools,
college,
charity, colleges, and like
charitable
this.
Dispensary.
So these are means to have
attained the
heaven happiness. And if you want to be liberated, then what you should do? Very easily you can chant name, like Ajamil. Or you can do like Brahmavadi, always chanting, oh, what, Aham Brahmasmi, like this, you can do. So there are so many goals and so many processes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kindly asked him. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked? Whether he knew all these things or not. He knew, actually knew all these things. For example, you should know there is a very big ocean. And from ocean, by sun rays, clouds are made. And from clouds, again rain comes. Anyhow, it will come to ocean. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ocean of all bhakti rasa. And from him, oh, water was saturated and became this in shape of mega of Raya Ramananda.
Clouds.
So Raya Ramananda is like cloud. But from where clouds came? How it is not seen. By vapor it comes. But also vapor from ocean. And then it goes and makes in a form of cloud. And then in the constellation of Swati Nakshatra, rain comes from these clouds. And it comes in the ocean first. There are some
western
cells. And becomes what?
Pearl.
Then that ocean is called Ratnakar. Ratnakar means?
Container of
jewels. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is same. He, what, inspired all bhakti siddhant in Raya Ramananda. And Raya Ramananda again, as a cloud he was, and he was, sour was coming from his mouth. Mahaprabhu was questioning and he was answering. But actually, all these siddhants, bhakti siddhant, from the ocean like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So he is questioning and he is answering. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Open your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Open your eyes. And look towards me. What do you? Oh, you should sit, please. Don't disturb yourself. Then Mahaprabhu told, I want to hear something. Prabhu kahe, parashlok sadhir nirnaye. I want to know this thing. What is goal of life? And what is the process? But I want that you should give evidence from our shastra. I don't want to see, to hear anything beyond Shastra. So you should present any proof, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, and all Purans, Ved and Upanishad. Then I will believe. If anyone is very high class of devotee, very high, and he's chanting and remembering, but not in a process told by Shastra, then what is this?
Disturbance.
All disturbance. He cannot be successful. So you should not be. Try to come in process, except in any good guru. Don't accept bogus gurus. If you, anyhow you have accepted it, then reject them. And again, you should take. So take any good
qualified,
who is following, always following Shastra. He should have served his own guru. And if he has not served his guru and not followed his guru, don't go to him if he knows all Shastra. He is Param Pandit. He is so qualified, remembering Veda, Upanishad, Shastra. Don't go. Like Ramchandra Puri, he accepted a guru, but he never served as he wanted. Don't go to Ramchandra Puri. Go to Ishwar Puri Path. Go to Raghunath Das Goswami. He has served his guru in a line. So, like this, if guru had not served fully to his Gurudev and he is not in his line, then don't associate him. And you should reject and take a new qualified and thus he, if he is renounced from worldly desires, sense gratifications, he has touched in chanting name always. He knows all the Shastra and some realization. So you should go and take shelter. If you have been initiated by a high class of guru, but he passed away, and you are not fortunate to be and hear his all teachings, then as a siksha guru, you can accept any high class of guru. Always be in high class of association. If you are not doing, you are bound to what? Be weak and fall. So you should do, follow all these things. I know, or you know all, Ishwar Puripad has a disciple named Govinda. When he was passing away from this world, he told to his disciple, dear disciples, and he was of scheduled caste. He told that, at once you should go after my passing. You go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is in Puri, and you should serve him. And take him as Siksha Guru, your Guru, not less than me. And he went there. When he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he told that my Gurudev, Ishwar Puripad, has sent me to you to serve. Quickly, he embraced him and told, yes, you should serve me and be always with me. All were in doubt, so many devotees. Even this is scheduled, he is of scheduled caste. But why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting him? And he is cooking, he is bringing Mahaprasadam, doing everything top to bottom. And especially they have doubt that why Ishwar Puripad accepted him. Then Mahaprabhu told that he was Ishwar. Ishwar Puripad was?
Ishwar, independent.
Not even in control of Veda, Upanishad or anything. He is out of control like Krishna. So he accepted. In his eyes there is no scheduled caste or high caste. Everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. So he accepted. And I also, I am bound to accept my Gurudev order. And he accepted. So, we should try to know all these things. So, he is telling what I was telling. Then he told, I was telling about evidence. If Guru is not had no evidence of Shastra, we cannot accept him. Never. He should follow the line of Shastra. He should be ideally in Shastra. His all,
conclusions. Established to
realization. And his life should be in that way. If he is not following Gita, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Puran, Shastra, Upanishad, Ved, actually he is not Guru. So we should see and judge, then we should offer our life in that Guru. But anyhow, if you have given to a bogus Guru, and now you are realized that he cannot help, he has himself fallen down, at once, quickly, without wasting your single minute, you should accept any high class of Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. So he is telling, Raya kahe, Swadharma acharane Vishnu bhakti hai, Varnasham acharvata, Purushena parah puman, Vishnu aradhyate panthana tattosha karanam. What is the meaning? You. Very quickly, we have no time.
Shri Chaitanya chapter 8, text 58, translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashrams.
Oh, here, Raya Ramananda is telling two things. Goal of the life and the process both. What is goal? Goal is mukti, liberation, or happiness of this world. Sense gratification of this world. And what is the process? Process, not our exercise, mental or body exercise. Not karma. Karma is always what? Abhadram. Abhadra? Karma. What we are doing, jobs and these are karma. Even satkarma. Always dirty. You cannot be pure by these dirty waters. Like an elephant, he takes bath in Ganges, and at once he took so much dust from earth, and again he becomes like this. If anyone is dirty, and he is taking bath in dirty water, no fruit, good. So, these fruitive karmas are always dirty. Oh, they cannot help. Always some distress will come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. Oh, if that karma is to please Krishna, even that Varnasham Dharma has been established by Krishna himself. So that we will be some favorable, and then we can be happy. So if that fruity karmas are offered to Krishna, to please Krishna and Varnasham Dharma we follow, then that goal can be achieved. What goal? Material gratification, sense gratification, or swarga, heaven. Mahaprabhu told, what? Yoh bajyage kaha. This is extraordinary things. We have nothing to do with this thing. By which only purpose cannot be solved. This is not related to eternal religious. No. What is this? By this, if you are king, like just now we talked about Kailas, or Raman, or Kumbhakaran, or Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. you cannot be happy. So varnashram dharma, even you are following, but not helping so much. So someone tells like that, Swamiji, his Guru Prabhupada came to establish varnashram dharma, and we should be in varnashram dharma. It is not true. It was his bahya,
external
things. Then he told other things. Then Rai kahe Krishna karma arpana sarva 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 sadhya sar. Oh, he was not satisfied. Then again he told, what we are doing, whatever we are doing, fruitive karmas, varnashram dharma, we should try to offer to Krishna. And for this, he presented a Gita shloka, evident. Yat karosi yadashnasi, yat jahosi dadasi, yat tapasyas kanteya, tat kurusva madharapanam. What meaning?
O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me, Krishna told Arjuna.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, it is also external. Oh, go on. And then he told, what he told? Rai kahe swadharma tyag, ei shadhya sar. Don't do dharma and don't do adharma. What you should do? Swadharma tyag. What is the meaning?
This is also external, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Rai Ramananda Rai replied, to give up one's occupational duties in the varnashram is the essence of perfection.
Why?
Because then you don't have to suffer. It's a way for relief, so it's again for...
What person. Harm if you are offering all your things? Giving swadharma.
If you think it's yours, there's a harm right there because you don't realize that it belongs
what
to
more?
Krishna.
When anyone is doing an activity and offering it to Krishna, then they have a misconception. That is false ego. I am the controller, I am the doer, I am the owner, and all of these things.
Don't be
to Krishna.
Doer of fruitive karmas. Never and never. In a moment you can die. In a moment you can be mad. So you are not doer. Only by the wish of Krishna. And Krishna has given this body. And when he will wish, you can do anything. Otherwise, never you can. So, you are not doer, you should. If you are doer, then, this is bogus thing. So Mahaprabhu told that. Oh, give up this idea. You should go on. And then he told, for this he gave two shlokas. Agya evam gunan doshan maya adishtan swakan dharman santajya jas sarman ma bhajet savuttam sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam aham tvam sarva papit moksha. What is the meaning? Try to hear. Open your eyes and see towards me. Don't sleep or don't think anything.
Don't
go in trance. You're
in LA, not in trance. Very good. And go. Sarvadharman, giving up all types of religion and occupational duties. Mam ekam sharanam raja. Come to me alone, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo, I shall free you from all your reactions to your karma, to your sins. Moksha shami, and I will liberate you. Masucha, don't fear.
What are their... what is their...
harm in this?
Sins?
Sins, pap.
What he will doing?
He will burn them away. No,
what
is the sin? Oh, here, this is the sarvapa, all these reactions from your sinful activities.
No, try to understand. Why Krishna is telling that? Oh, I will excuse for your all kinds of sins. So don't fear for the sins you have done. What sins he has done that he is...
Neglect of duty.
What was that?
If you give up your religious duties, this may be...
So, if very, very small children are there, and if you are giving, they may die. Oh, very beautiful, sweet wife, very young age. And if you are giving, what she will do? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his Vishnu Priya Devi. No? And mother and father are old and you have left your house and left your all responsibility and went away in the forest to chant Krishna. What is this? Oh, if you are fearing for this, at once you should give up all kinds of dharma that I have told to you and take my shelter. I am responsible for all these things. Don't be worried. I'll excuse what offenses or sins or this responsibility you have done, I will excuse for this. But still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, what? Oh? Yo Bhajya. Why he told? You, Radhanath. Why he told Yo Bhajya? This is very good to take shelter in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Why he told that it is Bahya? It is not good.
Because he's talking about completely surrendering to Krishna.
Give more up. Louder.
This is one of the highest teachings in Bhagavad Gita, but Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejected as external because he's talking about giving up all external activities and
not so much
to Krishna.
Not so much fast, my dear friend. That I can understand very.
So this has been rejected as external because Sarva Dharma Pititaja is talking about giving up all one's responsibilities in this world and surrendering to Krishna, but still the platform of service has not been attained. So no service is being rendered, only surrendering, saranagati. We have heard that saranagati itself is not bhakti, it's simply the doorway to bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, oh, if you can speak higher than this, then you should talk higher, speak more.
I could not understand what you are telling. Oh, Kriparam Prabhu. Better. Try to speak in very clear way.
In this slope, Krishna instructs Sarva Dharma Pritijaya, give up all your duties in this material world in surrender to me. The fault that is in this is that simply by giving up one's material activities does not begin one's spiritual activities in devotional service that has not been established. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gauranga to go on and speak more.
Understand? This, giving up and taking shelter of Krishna. Why you are taking shelter of Krishna? Oh, Prabhu, I have done so many things, bad things, sins. Oh, please excuse me. There is no relation with eternal mood. Nothing. So, here, Mahaprabhu is telling himself that give up this thing. We have no need of doing all these things. Oh, only you should chant and remember, be a very high class of devotee. Nothing to do with this shloka. For others, Krishna has established this to do in Gita. And this is the perhaps somewhat highest class of siksha for all devotees in beginning. But even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. Because it has no relation with any high...
Any soul.
our soul, activities of any soul. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that gone. Then Raya kahe gyan misha bhakti sadhya sar, more superior. He told gyan misha bhakti, and he quoted a slok of Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kangchati sama sarvesu bhutesu mad bhaktim labhate param. Very good slok. What is the meaning?
Ramananda Roy continued, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
More clear, you. Who is Brahma Bhuta? Who is Brahma Bhuta?
Here in this verse, Krishna is mentioning Brahma Bhuta Pasanatma. When one is freed from the bodily conception of life, then he realizes, I am the soul, I am eternal, I am not part of this material world. Yet in this verse, no reference has been made to service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives the conclusion, Naiskamyam Apichuta Bhava Shobitam Nagyanam Niranjanam Kutapuna Shashvada Bhattam Ishure Nachapatam Kama Yadapya Karanam. Even if knowledge is pure and transcendental, yet it is devoid of a conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and service to Him, then it is not very attractive or perfect. So here, as someone who is liberated from the bodily concept of life, they may have the chance to attain bhakti, but here it's not described what that bhakti is or how it can be attained through association with pure devotees.
That is why Mahaprabhu rejected this highest class of a slok of Srimad Gita. Oh, your Gurudev also, he told that you should follow Gita. This is the base of bhakti, platform. We must, in first stage, we should follow. But after this, if you are, you have become, you have taste in Hari Katha, and you have taste to hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna, then you can reject this philosophy of Gita. Gita is essence of all Upanishad. But Srimad Bhagavat is essence of all Ved, Puran, Shastra, everything. Nigama kalpataru galitam phalam sukhamukhad amrita. Rasamalayam muhuraho musrasika bhivav. Even one slok of Srimad Bhagavati, if you have heard, even a slok, and you have taste in hearing and to know, curiosity to know the meaning. What is the meaning? Deep meaning. Oh, you have passed the examination of Gita. Now you should begin and try to enter in the realm of bhakti. Pure rasa bhakti. So Mahaprabhu told, rejected also. And then he told that you should go on. Then what he told? Raya kahe gyan sunya bhakti sadhyasar. Oh, he told that, where there is no gyan, no karma, no covering of gyan and karma. Anya bhilasita sunyam. Gyan, karma, adi, anabhritam. So this is sadhyasar. And this is the goal of our life. Gyane prayasamudupasyanamanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyabartam thane sthita sutigatam tanuvang manovhir je prayaso ajita jito api traiha trai lokam. What is the meaning?
Raya Ramananda continued. Yeah. But Brahma said, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truths, should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable.
Oh. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was some satisfied. Iho hoy. Oh, this can be also. What can be also?
Maybe.
And he was not satisfied with his heart and he was not happy. But anyhow, where there is no gyan, karma, to cover Krishna bhakti, gyan and karma will have to follow till your life is, you are bound. But they should be favorable to bhakti. They should be children to bhakti. Not that covering bhakti. So we should know what karma and what kind of jnana is favorable for bhakti. And those karmas and jnana, those who are not favorable, we should kick out all this. Then you can know this thing. So wherever you are, either in house family life or in
renounce order,
like a brahmachari, or banaprasthi, or grihastha, or brahmachari. Normal, you should be there. What do? Thane sthita tanu vang manobhi prayesu ajit. Oh, always hear the sweet glorification of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, very powerful. They will remove all your unwanted things very soon. So you should hear the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, oh Radha and Krishna conjugal. And if you want to test it all very soon, then you should try to hear the glorifications and the process of and life of bhakta, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all our acharyas in our life. You can hear the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj in beginning, also Narad Charitra, Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan, and all. And Jagai Madhai here in, and others, especially Rupa and Raghunath. Very quickly you can attend this thing, very quickly. So he is telling, oh, ज्ञाने प्रयासमुदुपास्य नमन्ते एव जीवन्ति सुमखरितां भवदीय वार्तां स्थाने स्थिता तनुवा. Oh, you should be where you are and always here. Glorify what? When you go to this council of hearing like this, you should do pranam to all the devotees who are here, especially to that person who is giving, oh, Hari Katha Sri. And to the place where it is going on. And those who are organizing, oh, do pranam. By what? By tan, by body, and by mind. Sashtang pranam. Like Hanuman, he used to do. Like Prahlad, like all. Also like Rupa Goswami, he used to do. Oh, he used to do pranam to all. So you should also do. No friction will be there, always honoring all. And here, very patiently, here to, not to only hear. How to, how you should hear?
To follow,
totally. If you are not going so deep, then again serve any high class of devotee. Otherwise you will understand what he wants to tell, you cannot. You can do opposite. You cannot go deep. So Mahaprabhu told, oh, very good. It is somewhat, but go on. Gaur Premananda. And with the, I am myself inviting you all to be in class at 5 here tomorrow also, and we should try to give this. When a day will come that we will realize the mercy of Gaurchandra, and when he chant his name, Gauranga, Gauranga, Sachinandan Gaurhari, at once voice will be choked, heart will be melted, especially the hairs will be standing. These are Ashtasattvic bhava. We are taking but not coming. This is Ashtasattvic bhava. Why? Oh, because we are not realizing really who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is himself Radha and Krishna conjugal. He has come, Krishna has come, taking the beauty of, golden beauty of Radhika, Radhika, an extensive mode of Radhika. And he has become Gaur Satchinandan Gaur Hari. So, you know that how he tested all these things in Gambhira. And we are discussing in Raya Ramanand Sambhad all these things. He showed mercifully his most high class of form of what? Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj is Krishna and Mahabhav Radhika. All the bodies was covered with the body of Srimati Radhika. Never anyone has seen this. And Raya Ramanand, being Vishakha, he also went to see this. So when will realize anyone, then it will be. Guranga bolite habe pulak sarir hari hari bolite nayane bhaveni. But it will come only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. If anyone want to know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aadhar Bhumi, platform to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu. Who is Akrodha Paramananda? Nityananda Raya. Akrodh. Never. Never, never. If anyone broke his head, what? I want to give Krishna prema. And he gave to Jagai Madai. More than that he has done. His whole life was there. So without mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, you cannot realize who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by history and all these things. By books we cannot know. Even by Chaitanya Charitamrita we can have some idea, vague, abhas, semblance. But by chanting and remember, following the footprints of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Haibe Akuti Tabe Ami Bujhavase Jugala Piriti. What is jugal priti, conjugal love? For that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. If you are knowing only externally, it will not be the full life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is like soulless body. If you want to know, you should know, what was his mission? What was love and affection for all? He only came to distribute the path of raga-nuga-vartma. How we can achieve that love and affection of a braja, especially gopi prem? So without the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana, Rupa Raghunatha, you cannot know. So he is in the last telling, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mor Ash Prarthana Kare Sada. He's praying always to all, top to bottom, that they should be merciful, that I can realize the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are discussing all these things in Raya Ramanand Sambhad. We will do. Namo Namong Vishnupada. Very short.
Namom Vishnu Vataya Radhikaya Kriyatmane Sri Srima Bhakti Vedanta Vandarayate
Namaste.
Namom
Second. Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalabha.